Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. New episodes are released most weekdays, with each one touching on the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and others produced by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts, or by utilizing the Stitcher and Apple Podcast apps on your mobile device. Let's get right to it. It's Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. Start with. A 29-year-old former North Medford Star athlete was killed Sunday in a head-on collision on Interstate 5 near Anderson, California, by a wrong-way driver who police said may have been suicidal at the time. Ryan J. Folsom, a budding physician and former football player and wrestler for the Black Tornado, leaves behind two young sons and his wife, Lauren, who is expecting their third child this month. Folsom was driving a southbound 2012 Honda Accord in the right lane at 12:15 p.m., when it was struck head-on by a northbound Chevrolet Impala driven by Grace Elizabeth Ward, 28, of Red Bluff, according to the California Highway Patrol. Folsom's car came to rest after sliding down an embankment, the CHP reported. He was pronounced dead at the scene, police said. Ward suffered a broken leg and was taken to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment, according to the CHP. The CHP said preliminary reports indicate Ward, quote, may have been suicidal at the time, quote, but CHP Sergeant Greg Ross declined to elaborate, saying the case remains under investigation. Folsom was a football and wrestling star at North Medford High School, garnering all-state honors in both sports before moving on to Brigham Young University, said Ian Cropper, a longtime friend. Folsom started at running back and linebacker before graduating from North Medford in 2006. He set the school's single-season rushing record of 1,743 yards in 2005. He was a second-team All-State running back and, the following summer, played linebacker in the Les Schwab Bowl. Folsom was a running back for the BYU Cougars in 2007 and 2010 to 2011. His 74-yard run against Colorado State in 2010 is the eighth longest in school history, the Salt Lake Tribune reported. Quote, Ryan was one of the most positive people I've ever met. Would do anything for anyone, wrote fellow Cougar Reed Hornung. He worked hard in everything he did. He will be missed. Thoughts and prayers are with the Folsom family. Quote. Next up. The Ashland Police Department got the go-ahead to hire two more police officers on top of two recent hires, but exactly how the city will pay for them remains unsettled. City Council members unanimously approved the hiring of five officers last March at an estimated cost of about $110,000 each. They later approved funding sources for two of the officers, but failed to reach consensus on how to fund two more positions. The fifth position was filled by reassigning an officer from a regional partnership to Ashland duty. Funding for one officer came from a property tax hike. The second will be funded by a fee of 50 cents per month per electric meter, plus a share of marijuana tax proceeds. The 50-cent utility fee is due to take effect July 1st. The additional officers will add one officer per shift and reinstate the school resource officer program, said Police Chief Ty O'Mara. That will allow APD to respond to more than one confrontational situation at a time without calling for backup from outside the city. And last to go. The killing of a cow calf last week at a Butte Falls area ranch has been blamed on the rogue pack, in part because of data from a recently collared female member of Wolf OR7's family. The 250-pound calf was found dead Thursday morning by rancher Ted Birdseye on his 276-acre ranch near Medco Pond between Butte Falls and Prospect. Wolf tracks in the chase area and the sizes of tooth scrapes and bites on the carcass led to the case being labeled as a wolf kill, according to a livestock investigation report by Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife biologists. Fresh wolf tracks were observed around the carcass and throughout the pasture, the report states. Well, that's it for today. You can read full versions of all of these stories online at mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.